Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events in our area. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today by Linda Tripp, founder of Angel Ministries, and Eric Camp, bassist with the Louisiana Big Band. Fifth annual senior prom for seniors on the way this Friday. Linda, Eric, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for asking.
Looking forward to an excellent event. Linda, I have to ask, what is the story or the idea behind how the prom began? Fifth annual coming up, so it's been going on for a while now.
Well, actually, in 1994, I was helping take care of a lady, and her great-granddaughter came by to show her her prom dress and her finery to go out for her date. And when they left, the lady kind of looked a little sad, and I asked her, I said, why are you looking sad? I would think you were excited about this. And she said, well, you know, my sweetheart was in the war when my prom was, and I never got to go to a prom. And I thought right then and there that one of these days I was going to be able to offer the community a senior prom for seniors, for them to have an opportunity to relive that moment. And it's been very exciting to be able to do that.
This year's theme, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. What is scheduled for this year's event?
Well, we have some really neat things for this year. I think Somewhere Over the Rainbow kind of depicts that era. And I know that that was one of my mother's favorite songs. And I also know that it was a dream of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And I know a lot of the people back in those days when the wars were going on, they needed to have a place they could go and think about that was pleasant and happy times. And that's the reason that we came up with that theme. We have a lot of fun that we try to bring to it, just like a real senior prom. We have photos and corsages, and just like the senior prom.
Naming of the king and queen.
Oh, absolutely. And that's from a dance contest, so that's always kind of fun. And you'd be surprised just how much fun that these people have. I do have one little story to share. There was a doctor and his wife, I think they were both in their 90s, and he passed away after the first one, but he came to me with tears in his eyes, and he said, you have made a dream come true for me. I always wanted to take my sweetheart to the prom, and you gave me that opportunity. Please don't quit doing this. So I did this in honor of him. I don't even know his whole name, but I just know that it meant that much to him, and that means a lot that we can give back to the community and respect those people that did so much for us.
And the dream of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, of course, from The Wizard of Oz, and he's certainly no cowardly lion when he gets his bass in his hands. Eric, glad to have you here.
And thank you.
A member of the band. It's unique. You're also a veteran as well, so it's like you're playing for your brethren in some respect. What does performing for an event like this mean to you?
Well, it's always an honor to be around the men that have been in service and served their country. And so many of them did not make it back from the war to be able to attend a formal dance. But those of us that, even though I was able to graduate from high school and go to my senior dance, I just still, that was before I went into service. But we made it through, and still enjoying it very much.
This event, the prom, it's a reunion of sorts, I guess.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful thing to see people like our present king, Ed Shoemaker, out there. He does a wonderful job dancing on the floor, and we thoroughly enjoy seeing him as he cuts a rug.
Well, it's a wonderful event. And Linda, as Angel Ministries and Care Solutions are important to you, what makes this event a priority?
Well, because I know it was a dream that God helped fulfill for those people that you care about. You know, we should all care about our senior citizens. They're a generation like none that we will ever know again, because of their character and what they've added to this world. And it's a great honor to be able to respect them in this way and to see them go back to the time when they were younger and happier. And that just brings a little joy to them. And, you know, that's what we're supposed to do, is bring joy to the people that we're around.
Eric, you mentioned the music of the 40s and 50s. What are some of the favorites that you like to play from that era?
Oh, we still love to play the Tommy Dorsey, the Glenn Miller, the Jimmy Dorsey, too, was a great one. And start of the different dance tunes that are still around, and seems like a lot of them are still coming back and being popular again.
And still doing the dances from the era.
Yes.
Well, Linda, not only serving veterans through an event like the Senior Prom for Seniors, but there's also something that you do for soldiers in current conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq, that being Operation Soldier Box. Tell us
That's
a little
right.
bit about that.
Well, for all the supplies that they need on a regular basis, we put together a box of those supplies. No matter how minute it might seem to somebody, but having their own toothpaste for a moment or extra wipes and things like that are so incredibly important. But the fact that we send them something to make them understand and know that we've not forgotten them,
mm-hmm.
it, no matter how insignificant it may seem to us, but we know that when they get that on the battlefield, that they know that they're cared about and loved and that we appreciate them.
Now, the event is free. It's a free event.
That's right.
A number or a website that someone can find out more attention, they can provide more information on the event.
They can go to sharingthecaringnetwork.com, and for more information, they can call 388-5100. And I certainly don't want to forget Sweet Harmony. That's a quartet of women that I'm really excited about being there, too.
It's going to be happening this Friday from 7 to 10, June 4th, the 5th Annual Senior Prom for Seniors. And the location of the event?
It's going to be at the Washita Council on Aging.
Linda Tripp, Eric Camp, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
We thank you so much for asking us.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.